responding to Mitch McConnell's fear of Puerto Rico becoming a state, thus enabling it to become radicalized, socialist, because the island would then have two Democrat senators, trying to suppress my fury at this moronic ass. Socialism? You insult every soldier from Puerto Rico that has worn the uniform of the United States, who has participated in every major United States military engagement from World War I onward, with the soldiers of Puerto Rico's 65th Infantry Regiment distinguishing themselves in combat during the Korean War. You insult the people that have always stood shoulder to shoulder with this country, earnest, hard-working people who, collectively, wish for a better future for their children. Where is there any evidence of a desire for socialist leanings that emanate from Puerto Rico? You stupidly propose a socialist narrative, getting sucked into the awk rhetoric, when you, as majority leader, ought to know that this woman does not represent the culture, aspirations, hopes and dreams of island Puerto Ricans. You cloak this in your fear that the Senate would have two more Democrat senators. Instead of worrying about this, why don't you travel to the island and find out that there are as many conservatives as there are liberals? Learn island politics before stupidly assuming your worst fears. Why don't you fight back instead of exposing your fears? You inspire disaffection from lifelong Republicans like myself who, for many years now, wonder, what is the point of sticking with a party of weaklings that lack the spine to take the fight to the opposing party? Instead, weak sisters like McConnell attack a people that have historically proven to be loyal to America, its values, aspirations and hopes for all peoples. I am one of those proud Americans from Puerto Rico. Mitch McConnell is the worst example of a Republican that I can think of today. Tomorrow may, will, yield someone else. The cultural incompetence by Republican office holders is breathtaking and destructive to a message that can resonate among Hispanics/Latinos from the 21 Spanish-speaking countries in the world. Yes, Senator, 21, and all of them didn't cross the border illegally. One more thing, the U.S. is by now the third largest Spanish-speaking country in the world. Acculturation, or lack thereof in the minds of Republican leaders, is a myth. It has, and will occur naturally just as it has with other cultures in our history.